You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Not long ago, kids from the J. Russell Elementary School up in Moscow ran around their homes taking swabs from toilet handles and remote controls, even cell phones, basically any surface that might have bacteria on it. And then they watched that bacteria grow over the course of a month. Now, from this experience, these third, fourth, and fifth graders, the University of Idaho then took that experiment, sent a research project into space that could actually help astronauts on the International Space Station. So joining us live to talk about the experiment is Dr. Matt Bernards. He's an associate professor in chemical and biological engineering at the University of Idaho. He's also the director of the NASA Idaho Space Grant Consortium. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can we first talk about how the University of Idaho got to send an experiment to the International Space Station?
Absolutely. It's a great story. So I am currently the instructor for our senior level capstone design course in chemical engineering. And as part of that capstone experience, all of our graduating seniors conduct a design project. And when this project got started, I saw an announcement from NASA that they were very interested in student-led projects to investigate either bacteria resistance or sustainability for experiments that would ultimately fly to the International Space Station. And so I pitched this as one of our capstone design projects. The project, of course, was gobbled up by the students, who were very excited by the opportunity to pursue this. And the student team then worked with me to write a proposal to NASA, which was ultimately selected for funding. And that led us to the great outreach program you talked about and the experiment going to space.
Okay, so let's talk about the experiment itself, because I explained, you know, I have a fourth grader, so I can't imagine my kid running. Well, I can't imagine my kid running around with a swab, getting all kinds of gunk everywhere. That's a very elementary way of putting what this experiment was about.
Well, so that was actually one of the exciting parts of the experiment, because it allowed us to take what's referred to as a citizen science approach to identify our best experimental variables to send to space. So the experiment that went to space was to evaluate a series of different polymer coatings on an aluminum metal substrate for preventing bacteria adhesion and then transmission when people come into contact with that metallic surface. And it was great that we could use the third, fourth, and fifth graders to kick off the project for us, because it allowed us to screen a variety of polymers in advance using the kids, who were more than happy to go swab various surfaces around their house. And that narrowed down the polymers that we ultimately sent to space.
Okay, so the polymers are basically a special coating, right? And then you can put this on aluminum surfaces to keep bacteria from growing on those aluminum surfaces, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, and then you have two of these coatings that you sent to space to see how they would work without gravity?
Correct. So we actually are testing a couple different things. We have the ones that we sent to space to see how well the polymers perform in the microgravity environment of the International Space Station, because it's well known that there are a variety of bacteria that are growing on the International Space Station, and bacteria behave differently when they're in this microgravity environment. That being said, one of our controls, though, was an identical experiment that we ran here on Earth as well, so that we could both see which polymers performed best at preventing bacteria adhesion, but then also so we could understand the influence of gravity on bacteria adhesion in these experiments.
Okay, so what we talked about in the beginning was that, so these kiddos from the elementary school in Moscow, they ran around, they had these swabs, you know, got samples from all over their house. And then did they actually get to grow the bacteria for a month? Like, they got to do that part of it?
Absolutely. So we created a bunch of test kits that we brought to the elementary school that included two randomly selected polymers and one surface that we knew would do a really good job growing bacteria. We gave the kids swabs so that they could swab a surface once per week over that month timeframe. And then we gave all of the kids a nutrient broth that would really help promote bacterial growth, because we wanted the kids to be successful in growing things so that we could identify which surface grew the least amount of bacteria.
Okay, so then for a month, you're letting this bacteria grow in a petri dish in your house. What did some of the parents think about this?
Luckily, we did not get any feedback from the parents, because I can imagine that they weren't fans. But it was pretty entertaining to see the response of some of the kids about how gross their experiments looked, or how bad it smelled, or how surprised they were at how much stuff grew.
But I love that, right? I mean, what a way to get kids, you know, excited about science, right? In a way that maybe we don't think about it sometimes.
Absolutely. And that was a unique aspect of this project, in that as part of the request for ideas that NASA put out, they actually required us to have this citizen science component, where they really wanted us to get out into our community to interact with the younger kids and excite them to go into a STEM pathway.
So what did some of the kids find out from all of this? I mean, what was their reaction? I mean, you mentioned like, ooh, it's gross, it's that. But do you think you tapped some interest in some of these students? Okay, I think we lost Dr. Bernard there. As you noticed, we were having some audio problems with him. So
there we go.
Okay, good. Oh my goodness. You know what? Live radio, Dr. Bernards. This is what happens. So let me just quickly, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Matt Bernards. He's an associate professor in chemical and biological engineering at the University of Idaho. We're talking about a research project that the University of Idaho sent into space. So we talked about how some of the kids were, you know, kind of grossed out by you know, the smell and all the bacteria growing and all of that. But Do you think you piqued interest in some of these students as well?
Oh, I definitely think we excited some of these kids. At the end of their part of the experiment, we went back to the school to get feedback from them and show them the experiment. We were designed to go to space, and the students on our team interacting with the grade school kids was a huge hit with the grade school kids. And there was a lot of great conversation and excitement in the room.
I think that's so great. Okay, so your team sent the two kinds of coating, as we talked about, to the International Space Station for a month. So have you gotten your samples back yet?
We do have the samples back in the lab, and we are still analyzing the results. So I can't give any spoilers on that quite yet. But it's been a great experience, and there's going to be some exciting results soon to come, I think.
Oh, okay. So can we talk more about this coating itself? And let's start with, how important is the coating like this in space?
So in space, we chose aluminum because that is the material used for all of the handles that the astronauts use to maneuver around the space station. And while there's not been a lot of documented cases of bacteria transmission from astronaut to astronaut, the coatings that we're developing can actually be applied in other systems and to other metallic substrates in the International Space Station that will be very useful for future goals of NASA to travel to Mars and beyond. One example is materials used in the water processing assembly, which is used to purify drinking water for the astronauts. And
so talk a little bit more about that, because I think this is a fascinating part, because if astronauts were to try to go to Mars or something like that, I mean, the water is a huge necessity.
Absolutely. So the current approach that they use on the International Space Station is they actually add iodine to the water as an antibacterial agent to kill bacteria that is circulating through their water processing assembly. Mm-hmm. However, there have been a number of samples taken from the water processing system on the ISS, and bacteria has been detected. So certainly there's interest in finding additional and alternative ways to prevent bacteria growth from occurring in that system.
So then if you take this coating, what would that then do as opposed to iodine?
So it would actually work in concert with iodine. Our coating would prevent bacteria from sticking to the surface, where it would be allowed to grow into what's referred to as a biofilm. And preventing biofilm formation is very important because iodine is very effective at eliminating single or small colonies of bacteria, but it becomes much less effective when the bacteria have grown into this biofilm because they start creating their own self-defense system to help ensure their longevity.
Okay, so let's talk about this coating down here on Earth. All right. Is there a way then to potentially make one of these coatings, like let's say like into some type of spray or something like that, that I could, you know, put around my toilet handle, or I guess maybe my cell phone or something like that?
That is absolutely where we would love to go with this. We haven't quite gotten it to the state where we're ready for, say, a spray-on application, but certainly as we fine-tune and identify the best polymer for the coating, we will look to ways that we can apply it to everyday surfaces without maybe an intensive lab detailed process.
And if you did that, I mean, would you be able to see the coating on something, or would it almost be like when you're, you know, like when you clean something? Does that make sense?
Yes, it would be much more like a cleaning solution. So our coatings are on the order of hundreds of nanometers, so smaller than a human hair. And we think that that feature is actually very important for their mechanical properties and less likely that they'd be scraped off and rubbed away by people who see this as maybe, you know, a contamination on a door handle, for example. So it's actually very good that they're not really visible to the eye.
And I would think too, if you're talking about like high touch areas, right? So maybe not even in your own home, but I'm thinking maybe like airplanes or hotels, you know, things like that, where you have it's high touch, it's a lot of people, but it's also high turnover. So could it potentially then be used in those situations and keeping bacteria growth down?
Absolutely. And you know, if my vision, you know, we always have the pie in the sky vision. It would be great to get this integrated even into a cleaning spray so that you could clean and disinfect and rebuild your coating with every time that the custodial team goes through and does a cleaning of a building or a home or an office and all the different areas you spoke to.
Well, you need to get on that. I have two boys and there's a lot of things that need to be cleaned in my house. Before I let you go, why are these citizen science projects so important?
Well, it's very important that we continue to excite the next generation of students to pursue these education opportunities and careers in STEM. Certainly here in the state of Idaho, we would love to see more engineers. There's companies every day that come to the University of Idaho looking for our high quality engineering graduates. And if we don't excite students in the third, fourth, fifth grade, then we start losing them far too early, and it can really help Idaho and the surrounding areas if we can produce more engineers and passionate scientists.
Yeah, absolutely. You're also the director of the NASA Idaho Space Grant Consortium. So anything else coming down the pipe that it involves Idaho that we should know about?
So the Idaho Space Grant Consortium can kind of be seen as the workforce development program for the state of Idaho for NASA. And so our office funds a number of programs around the state at all of the different institutes of higher education, community colleges through the universities. We also work with teachers at down to the grade school and kindergarten level and several of the museums around the state. And really, we just try to promote an environment of passion to pursue STEM as an opportunity for citizens of all ages.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us about this. It's been really a great conversation and I learned a lot. So I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me on. I always love to talk about the great things coming out of our work here at UI.
Well, and we're looking forward to finding out what you found out about all this bacteria. So we'll be looking forward to that. We've been talking with Dr. Matt Bernard, an associate professor in chemical and biological engineering at the University of Idaho. He is also the director of the NASA Idaho Space Grant Consortium. We've been talking about an experiment that the University of Idaho sent to the International Space Station with the help of third, fourth, and fifth graders up at a Moscow elementary school. We will be back next, and we're going to maybe take you skiing. So stay with us.